I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. A study from Colorado State University has found promising evidence to support the use of native non-edible grasses for biofuels. Researchers led by Dr. John Field at CSU's Natural Resource Ecology Lab focused on a native grass that grows across much of the Great Plains called switchgrass.
And the reason that it's of interest as a potential feedstock material for producing biofuels, A, it's native, B, it's relatively high productivity. So you, for a given area, you can get relatively large amounts of biomass. Compared to something like corn, the inputs and the farm operations to produce it are much less. So it requires less nitrogen fertilizer, potentially less irrigation water. It's grown as a perennial, so you don't have to, plow out the field every single year. So it has a lot of potential benefits, both for practicality and also for environmental sustainability compared to a conventional crop.
Scientists used modeling to simulate various growing scenarios and found a climate footprint at a fraction of what, say, gasoline produces. Dr. Field says it's a challenging environment right now for biofuels technology, but medium to long-term outlook is very good, especially as industries seek more options to reduce greenhouse gas emissions as a way to address climate change. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.